So apparently, NVIDIA just decided quantum computing was taking too long and said, let's use AI to fix it. And it's working, like actually working. This might be the breakthrough quantum's been waiting for, and almost nobody's talking about it. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. NVIDIA just launched something called Ising models. No, not icing, like on a cake. Ising, named after a physics model. And what these models do is potentially revolutionary. They use AI to solve quantum computing's biggest headache, errors. See, quantum computers are insanely powerful in theory, but in practice, they're like trying to do calculus while riding a unicycle during an earthquake. Quantum bits or qubits are incredibly fragile and prone to errors. For years, scientists have been manually creating complex error correction systems, which is painfully slow and resource intensive. Here's where it gets interesting. NVIDIA basically said, what if AI handled that? Their Ising models can perform quantum error correction 2.5 times faster than traditional methods with 3 times higher accuracy. That's not an incremental improvement, that's a game changer, and the credibility factor here is off the charts. Harvard Fermilab, Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, these aren't exactly places known for chasing hype. They're already using these models to improve their quantum systems. Look, I've been following quantum computing for years, and the timeline for practical quantum advantage has always been this nebulous 5, 10 years away horizon that never seems to get closer. But this could actually accelerate that timeline dramatically, because the biggest barrier wasn't building quantum processors, it was making them reliable enough to do useful work. And honestly, I think this is much bigger than it seems on the surface. This isn't just about quantum computing getting better. It's about AI and quantum computing converging in ways we hadn't fully anticipated. But here's the thing. While everyone's been obsessed with generative AI and the latest chatbot hallucinations, this fundamental shift in how we approach computing hardware has been brewing quietly, and NVIDIA just made their move. What makes this particularly significant is that NVIDIA made these models open source. They could have kept this proprietary, created a walled garden, and charged premium access. Instead, they're democratizing access to quantum AI hybrid development. This means smaller research labs and startups can now experiment with these tools without needing Google or IBM's resources. It's like when open source LLMs broke the stranglehold that OpenAI and Anthropic had on generative AI development. Suddenly, innovation accelerates because more minds can work on the problem. The strategic brilliance here is that NVIDIA isn't even in the quantum hardware business directly. They're positioning themselves as the essential infrastructure layer for quantum computing because all these AI models that optimize quantum systems, they run on NVIDIA's GPUs. It's like selling pickaxes during a gold rush, except the pickaxes actually help you find more gold. Think about it. If quantum computing finally delivers on its promise to revolutionize drug discovery, materials science, and break most of our encryption, NVIDIA just ensured they'll be collecting a toll at every step of that revolution. Quick hits before we go. Google's quantum team is reportedly scrambling to respond with their own open source offering after NVIDIA beat them to the punch. IBM's quantum roadmap might need serious revision if error correction can be accelerated this dramatically, and Reddit's quantum computing community is having a field day debating whether this means practical quantum advantage might arrive in 3 years instead of 10. That's your blend for today. Sometimes the biggest technological breakthroughs aren't the flashiest ones getting all the headlines. They're the foundational shifts that change what's possible. NVIDIA just changed what's possible with quantum computing, and we might look back at this as the moment quantum computing finally got real. I'll see you tomorrow.